Do you ever get annoyed about something that a person does or says often? More than likely, the answer is yes. We are all human, after all. As we spend long periods at home, for example, some of our loved ones' behaviors might become annoying. Maybe you wish they would give you more space or privacy, for example. Or maybe they make too much noise, use your belongings, or rarely do their share of cleaning. Listen to a short exchange between friends.
How are things going at home?
Mostly fine, but my brother is getting on my nerves. He is constantly leaving dirty clothes in the bathroom, and he's always hogging the computer.
The speaker used present continuous verbs to show that these things happen often and that she finds them annoying. On today's Everyday Grammar, we will explore a few forms English speakers use to talk about the present and the past. Let's first discuss the present and stay with the present continuous. Sometimes, English speakers use the present continuous verb form to express annoyance or complain about a repeated action or habit. Alone, this verb form does not express negative emotion. It must be used with adverbs that mean all the time, such as always, constantly, or continually. Let's listen to part of the earlier exchange again. This time, listen for the verbs and notice where the speaker puts the adverbs. As a reminder, the present continuous verb tense is formed with is or are plus a verb ending in ing.
He is constantly leaving dirty clothes in the bathroom, and he's always hogging the computer.
Did you find the verbs? They are is leaving and is hogging. And the speaker put the adverbs in between the verbs, such as in the phrase is constantly leaving. Another way we casually complain about present behavior is with the form wish plus would. Listen to a speaker talk about a current problem.
I wish you would take your health seriously. You have not visited the doctor in over a year.
For some English speakers, the wish plus would sentence structure may be a little difficult because it contains a noun clause. You can learn more about wish clauses in earlier Everyday Grammar programs. Note that we can use the form wish plus would in positive sentences with would or negative sentences with wouldn't to express the same basic meaning. Here's an example.
I wish you wouldn't ignore your health. You have not visited the doctor in over a year.
Now let's talk about ways English speakers express annoyance about past behavior. We can use a continuous tense, this time the past continuous, to say that something aggravating happened often in the past. Suppose the girl who lives with her brother moved to some other place. So she was able to talk about her annoyance as a past problem. Listen for the verbs in the next example. As a reminder, the past continuous verb tense is formed with was or were plus a verb ending in ing.
He was constantly leaving dirty clothes in the bathroom, and he was always hogging the computer.
Did you find the verbs? They are was leaving and was hogging. Again, with this verb tense, adverbs like always and constantly are needed to express a negative emotion about repeated behavior. Finally, we move to the past form, kept plus gerund. As a reminder, a gerund is a noun ending in ing. You may remember an earlier Everyday Grammar program that talked about keep plus gerund, which has a few uses, such as to express that something happens again and again. For today's program, let's focus on kept plus gerund for expressing annoyance at a repeated past action. Listen to an example and pay attention for the form kept plus gerund.
Our dog kept chewing on everything. He was becoming a real nuisance until we brought in a behavioral specialist.
Did you find the form kept plus gerund? The gerund here is chewing. Kept plus gerund has a similar meaning to the past continuous when expressing annoyance or aggravation about a past problem. And we sometimes explain how we solved whatever problem we were facing. Well, that's our program for today. Join us again soon for another lesson on grammar for everyday speaking and writing. I'm Alice Bryant.